much right under our own feet more than any other country. We have liquid gold under our own feet, and we're dealing with Venezuela, a far cry from the Trump administration where we were energy independent for the first time in the history of our country. That was a year and a half ago. Seems like a long time ago, but we were energy independent. We were selling oil to other countries. We were making an absolute fortune. And you remember when, not so long ago, a year and a half ago, $1.87 a gallon. Remember that? And remember what I said during the debate and other times? I said, you don't pick me, you're going to be paying $7, $8, $9. I said that. And I said, you're going to be trading in your big, luxurious cars and trucks for little tiny cars. The choice this November is very simple. If you want high crime, high prices, high taxes, high corruption, and high incompetence, vote for the radical Democrats. If you want a country that is strong, sovereign, solvent, safe, and secure, you must vote for America First Republicans. Have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Donald Trump came as close to saying he's going to run as he has. These speeches, he gives about two a month. A lot of times he'll do hangar speeches where, you know, the Trump jet pulls up, the president gets off and climbs up onto the stage and does his speech and then leaves. I love those hangar speeches. But this was, I guess, Michigan in the middle of winter. Yeah, you're probably better off doing it indoors. Yeah, you just are. But it was, to me, it was wonderful because now you're, you know, he's talking about Hunter Biden. And you know what's really weird? The fact that Juan Williams, in fact, let's go to cut five. Let's see if we can sneak this one in. Even libtards like Juan Williams from Fox News believes that Hunter Biden is dirty. This is cut number five. Juan Williams, the designated Demo-rat on Fox News Channel. Listen to this.
Well, I think that there's now a mounting wave of evidence that you see Hunter Biden using his family name, Martha, to make money for himself. I don't think it's unfair to him to say this is a man with serious drug problems, a sort of drug-addled problem child for that family. There's no evidence that it was tied to the president, that the president knew about it, or that the president profited in any way. But I don't think there's any doubt. It's embarrassing politically to the president, and especially so if there's an indictment of Hunter Biden. Now, I will say that, you know, this is Washington. The families of politically connected, prominent people often use those ties for business. We saw that with Trump's family. We've seen it before. But, you know, to me, the idea that, you know, former President Trump's asking President Putin for more information, I just indicates, you know, this is politically potent for any opponent of President Biden. You know, even in a week in which you had a congressman talking about orgies and cocaine use, you know, it's incredible that Hunter Biden's story continues to be in the headlines.
If even Juan Williams is saying the evidence is mounting up on Hunter Biden, you know that in that White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that they're scared to death of this story and it getting out of hand and the leakage somehow consuming the big guy. The big guy. I wonder who that is. Huh. And by the way, even if it's never proven, the fact that anytime you mention the big guy, everybody's always going to think of Joe Biden, the head of the Biden crime family. More on this story, I'm sure, coming up about a half hour from now when Wayne Allen Root, who, by the way, is going to be speaking next week, next Monday, with the president, Donald J. Trump. Yeah. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, the best of our good friend Victor Jakes. Good guy, smart guy, and a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. More on that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 2:31, I've got the traffic cams in front of me here, and I do see a stranded, looks like an 18-wheeler there on the right shoulder on the 215 eastbound at Decatur. Also, do look for a little bit of congestion there at 215 eastbound at the airport connector as well. You're going to be touching the brakes as you enter the downtown corridor on US 95 eastbound past Valley View, because that's where you'll start hitting those lane restrictions through the construction zone of Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main and Eastern. You're bumper to bumper through there. And the 515 eastbound off-ramp at Boulder Highway is closed for emergency repairs.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV baseball is off to its best start in conference play and program history, now 11-1 after they were able to sweep through New Mexico over the weekend. They win on Sunday by a 7-6 score. They're back at it against UC Riverside coming up tomorrow afternoon. Overall, UNLV sitting with a record of 19-9. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they've won 5 in a row and 7 of the last 9, playing the front end of a home-and-home against Vancouver. They win on the road in overtime 3-2. They will host Vancouver coming up on Wednesday night. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care tip of the day. Manage watering turf wisely. Lawn grasses grow best when watered deeply at less frequent intervals. Shallow, frequent watering encourages shallow roots, which are susceptible to drought stress. Watering and other lawn tasks naturally vary from month to month, so use real-time weather and rain statistics for your specific location. With good watering practices, you can reduce consumption, save on bills, and grow healthier, more resilient grass. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, tonight, my Kansas Jayhawks are favored They are favored over North Carolina. My question is, unless Kansas is slowed down in some way, man, they play fast, and they're really good. I mean, they're really, really good. You know, we were talking earlier with Victor Jakes, my buddy, the columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and college athletes now can cash in on their image and likeness. They can actually make money. But the big question is, and I put this question to Victor Jakes, is college athletics the next pro league? I asked him that. Here was his answer.
Well, not really. I mean, I think this idea that, you know, the only people involved in college basketball and college football that don't make any money are the players, you know, never made any sense. I mean, they're the ones who add the value to the whole thing, and they're the reason people care so much about it. So, you know, I know they're able to kind of make some money off their likenesses, and I say good for them. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. I, you know, if the universities were able to pay them, you know, even $100,000, $500,000 for some of these big programs, I think that'd be fine.
I'm just wondering what happens when they form a union and they go on strike and they want less practice time and more games or things like that. Will that end up happening? Do you worry that the players are going to become so powerful, not just using their likeness, but you know, rules changes, things like that, just like the pros?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible. I mean, the challenge with the union is the kids aren't there for very long. And I mean, the other thing that you have to think about is, you know, there's only really a couple sports that make lots and lots of money. I mean, baseball and or basketball and football. And so, you know, if the swimming team wanted to form a union, no one would care. Or, I mean, it's not that sport's not important. And obviously those people are incredible athletes and they work very hard, but just in terms of the TV rating, it's all about the, you know, it's all about the money. And I just think that it's hard to get something organized when you're there for such a short period of time. And especially, you know, I think there's, you know, kind of the pendulum swinging back to the right side where the players are able to make some money. And I think that will, you know, kind of chill the push for a union. But, you know, it could happen, but it's just, I mean, to organize on that many different campuses, you know, say Florida decided to form a football union, well, the SEC is still going to go on whether Florida shows up or not. And so I just think you're going to have a hard time unionizing in a way that you know, the NBA or the NFL, there's only a set number of teams and they've got these huge TV contracts and the players are there for, you know, 10, 15 years. And so I just think it's going to be much more difficult.
I want to ask you on a totally different note about one of your columns. Violent criminals are being released and they're participating in more violent crimes. Do you worry that we're being too lenient? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, I absolutely think the you know, Nevada's being too lenient. I mean, you read the paper and there's crime stories, and this year I've just kind of noticed a pattern with a lot of these stories that, you know, the person who was arrested had been in jail before. And I don't mean in jail like 10 years and they served 5 years and they got out. I mean in jail like 2 months ago. And the story about the homeless guy on the strip who killed Tyler Steffens, a police officer from Washington State, was just really striking because the homeless guy, his name's Freddie Allen, he was arrested in September for threatening a strip security guard with a knife. Now, you might think, well, you know, you threaten someone with a knife, you go to jail for, I don't know, a year, 2 years? That sounds like a pretty big deal. No, he got 90 days in jail, and he was told to stay away from the strip for 6 months. And guess what? That didn't work because he went right back to the strip, and later that he got released in November. In November, he got arrested for stabbing someone near Harrah's. I mean, it's just
did we put him on the honor system? Yeah, and you're sure you won't go back out of the strip?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the honor system. It's don't do this. We're going to be really mad. Now, we won't know that you did it until you commit another crime, and we won't be following you, and we won't be stopping you, but don't go down there. We're telling you. He stabs this other guy. The victim has to get staples in his head and stitches in his arms.
Wow.
And he pled guilty to a gross misdemeanor. It wasn't even a felony he pled guilty to, and he received 90 days in jail.
So how do we fix this? Is this a matter of throwing the prosecutors out of office, or cops or judges, or how do we go about fixing this?
I think there's a couple of things. Is one, in 2019, Democrats went through and basically gutted the sentencing law in Nevada. You know, they called it criminal justice reform, but basically what they did is they just reduced the sentences for lots and lots and lots of crimes, and especially for repeat offenders, where, you know, if you already had two felonies and you got convicted of a third, you'd be sent to jail for at least 5 years. And they said, no, we're going to make that five. You know, you have to have five felonies before you get the repeat offender clause. And so that needs to be fixed. And then I think the prosecution could be tougher, but the problem is that the guy running against Wolfson he should be running for Ozzie Fumo. He should be running for district attorney in San Francisco. He's saying that Wolfson's too tough on people, that we have too many people in jail. So I don't think the prosecutor issue is going to be solved anytime soon. But, you know, if by some miracle Republicans took back control in the legislature, I mean, they should make it a priority to go back through that 2019 law and fix the sentences and make sure that, you know, look, if you commit a serious crime like stabbing someone, that you go to jail for a serious amount of time.
Do we have room in our jails and our prisons for more time and more years?
You know, I don't know, but if we don't, we should make room. I don't like this idea that, it saves money to let people out of jail. Well, you know, it saves money to not have any police, but the reason we have police is because it's a lot better to pay some money than to be robbed and to be attacked and to be beaten just walking down the Las Vegas Strip or in your neighborhood or in a business area. Jail is expensive. Police are expensive, but the alternative is a lot worse. And so if we don't have enough jails, then we build more.
I want to ask you about Will Smith. He resigned from the Academy. Is that enough of a punishment? April 18th, supposedly they're going to meet. The Academy is going to meet to decide if more discipline is needed. Is that enough, him resigning from the Academy?
Well, I mean, I don't know what else they're supposed to do to him. I don't like the idea of taking away his Oscar. I think that's a mistake. I mean, what he did to Chris Rock was unrelated to his acting ability. I think the thing that they should have done was they should have removed him. Obviously they weren't going to arrest him because he's a celebrity. you don't do that in Hollywood. But if they weren't going to arrest him, take him out in handcuffs, they should have at least removed him. You know, he could have won the award, but didn't have the honor of speaking in front of everyone. And at this point, it's all just face saving. I mean, it's a slap on the wrist. Everyone knows on the rest, and that's where it seems like it's going to stay.
Well, and the producer came out on Friday and on GMA on Good Morning America and said that essentially the cop said, hey, this is criminal battery, we can arrest him right now, but that the Academy said no.
I remember, so the reported afterwards they had like contacted Smith's publicist and asked him to leave. Like, he's sitting right there, but they don't go up to him because he's Will Smith. So if you want to talk about privilege in America, the privilege of celebrity is certainly up there. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think other celebrities are going to throw the book at him. I don't really know what they're supposed to do at this point anyway. I mean, I think taking away his Oscar, I just don't think it fits the crime. That's kind of celebrity culture.
It is indeed. That's Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Stay where you are. Coming up, we're going to get you ready for the championship game. And one better bets big on Kansas. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve A1 hearing aids from Starkey. I mean, this is cutting-edge technology. The engineers at Starkey are nothing short of incredible. I just love these folks. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments every hour. That's 55 million adjustments. Now I can hear in the loudest bar or restaurant, even during the loudest sporting events. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Las Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Cheek and STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tonight at 6:20, I believe, is the tip-off time. Kansas and North Carolina, the NCAA title game. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, where's the smart money, at least so far?
Well, I tell you what, the smart money was the early money on the Kansas Jayhawks. That's what Houston furniture store owner Jim Mattress Mac McGingville wagered $5.5 million to win $10.4 million if Kansas wins it all tonight at plus 190. Now, he made that bet before they were in the Final Four, which is why he got those super odds, if you will, Kevin, because that's just fantastic, because they are the favored team tonight. But he didn't stop there, and that's the thing. He made a $3.3 million bet to win $6.2 million at Caesars within the last over the weekend. And he also placed a $2.2 million bet to win $4.2 million at a place called Barstool Sportsbook in Louisiana late last week. So he's got lots of things going. And his current promotion, it guarantees his customers at his furniture store, those who bought more than $3,000 worth of furniture, that they get their money back if a Texas team wins it all. Well, that's not going to happen because there's no Texas team in there, but he added a little wrinkle to this year's Final Four. He says the team that is closest to his store in Houston will be their adopted Texas team, if you will. And guess what is closer to Houston, Texas? The Kansas Jayhawks.
Oh, my God.
They are closer to Houston, so if Kansas wins tonight, it's a win-win-win for Jim McKingville, Mattress Mac. He'll win his bets, his customers will win money, and he'll win about $10 million.
And what's $10 million?
Not bad.
Not a bad way to go. Now, what's the current line? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Yeah, 4.5 is the last that I saw. You can buy a half a point here and there, so it might fluctuate. It might get down to 4, and then you could drop it down to 3.5 if you choose to do that. But right now, the line is 4.5. Kansas giving up the points, and the point total is 151.5. 151.5.
And the big question is, there must be a prop bet somewhere about what colors Roy Williams will be wearing. Will he be wearing Carolina blue or Kansas Jayhawk blue?
Yeah, that could be one, too. Who is going to be cutting the net tonight? That is the big question.
And we'll know about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tonight, exactly who's going to be doing that. Jim, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, man.
You betcha. You too.
Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root from my favorite jeweler, Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers. Jenny O is the queen of Las Vegas diamonds. Her diamonds are a luxury like no other. Every natural diamond is one of a kind, much like what it symbolizes in your life. The gift of a natural diamond began its journey 3 billion years ago. Its original home was over 100 miles deep within the earth. Its beauty and brilliance is matched only by its enduring value and strength. These timeless gemstones remain with us forever, passed down through generations as cherished family heirlooms. Each facet reflects an element of our own personal story and relationships, like my personal story. When I bought my diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding rings, guess where I went? Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers. The owner is Jenny O. She's the go-to gal in Vegas when it comes to gemstones. Visit Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara between Tanea and Buffalo and online at HuntingtonJewelers.com.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the